I need you to give a thank you to everyone that did not believe in you. I want you to give a thank you to everyone that said you would never amount to anything. A thank you to everyone that thought they were better than you and would finish before you. Because they gave you hurdles to overcome. They gave you obstacles that you could climb over. They gave you trenches that you had to find a way out of. They gave you mountains to climb. But when you did that, you found that you could go the lowest of lows. You could climb through the hardest of times and overcome the biggest of obstacles and realize that when you got to that level, you earned it. No one gave that to you. You need to thank haters.
If I'm consistent, I give myself the opportunity to be exceptional. I feel as if it's a lot of exceptional people that are not consistent. And so their talent and their skill set has extended them to a place that their character can't sustain it.
I'm not undermining your pain. I'm not undermining and making what you're going through insignificant. But I do want to minimize it, and I want to maximize you. I want to minimize your struggle. I want to maximize your faith. I want to minimize that hard time, and I want to maximize your greatness. Because a lot of us, what we do is we maximize the struggle, and we let the struggle become this mountain. We let the struggle become our identity. We let the struggle become our story, and we stay there. And I quickly realized something. I realized that the bills were still coming in. I realized that the calendar was still turning. I realized that the clock didn't stop. I realized that people went on with their life. I realized that the seasons were still changing. I realized that the world was still going on.
In fact, if you don't have people that hate on you, it's because you haven't done anything.
The wealthiest place on the planet is the graveyard. Because in the graveyard, we will find inventions that we never, ever were exposed to. Ideas, dreams that never became reality. Hopes and aspirations that were never acted upon. Because most people allow that inner conversation, for whatever reason, to keep them from ever pursuing their goal. Why is it that most people don't ever reach their goals or live up to their true potential? One is fear. And there are only two kinds of fears that we're born with. The fear of falling and the fear of a loud sound. All other fears we learn, like the fear of failure.
If I give you everything I got and I come up short, I can deal with that. Right? I can deal with it every day of the week. But what I can't deal with is knowing that I didn't give everything I had to something and demanding a certain result or reward from something that I didn't show up and give everything I had to.
The reason why you're worthy is because your name can't leave their mouth, because they are supposed to hate on you. They're supposed to hate on you so that somebody can be announcing that you're coming. No king will come into a court and you not acknowledge them. Look at who you are. You are royalty. It is born in you. Your DNA is made up of something special, because everyone that's tried to stop knew something was coming. Whatever that version of you is, when it arrives, you understand why they were afraid. Because the little moment they had, the advantage they held on to, it was just for a moment. But when you arrive, I mean, when you finally see why all those things that were happening against you work together like a puzzle. I needed to be abandoned. I needed to be alone. So I needed to go through hell and back so that I could become someone.
The only question was, can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing? I'm going to ask you again, can you be committed to the process of what you're doing without being emotionally attached to the results of what you're doing?
And if you stay here in this depression, if you stay here in this self-pity, if you stay here and feel sorry for yourself, even though you have every reason to, this is going to become your identity. This is going to become your story. And everybody else is going to move on with their life. You're waiting for someone to save you. You're waiting for someone to give you a helping hand. You're waiting for some miracle just to happen. Let me tell you something, man. The last time I checked, we were created by a great, listen to me. Listen to me right now. The last time I checked, we were created by a great God. The last time I checked, we were created from Him. The last time I checked, you have greatness inside you. The last time I checked, that miracle that you're searching for, that miracle is here. And every single day you look in the mirror, you can see a miracle.
So keep your head up, put your chest out, walk in with your sense of dignity. You don't need to be validated by anyone because you are already qualified, validated. You are important, you are significant, you are phenomenal, you are amazing, you are a winner because you overcome something. And that is why you can stand in the eye of a storm and be peaceful. They thought you would be enraged the more they held you back. But no, it just made you more determined. People thought that you would give up. They never thought you would quit or that you would resign your post.
See, ladies and gentlemen, life is too short trying to play it safe. It's too short and unpredictable being miserable. It's too short for that. Here's the thing. There's no safe position in life.
But this is a man. You want to be a leader, you got to go through some stuff. But when you come out of that stuff, you'll be made of something totally different. Welcome to greatness. It was made for you.
And so when you talk about the journey, that's all we got at the end of the day. When the clock stops, when it's all said and done, when we wrap it up and we fold tent, all you got is your journey and your experiences. That's where the true value is.
It's only natural to wonder, what do I do now? I listened to everyone. I went to school. I got good grades. I dedicated myself. Will this mean I automatically be successful? Will a job come to me, look for me, give me the opportunity? I'll walk in and will it be fulfilling? No. If all you're doing is waiting for a door to open up, you've made a mistake. You got to grab it by the hinges and rip it off and open up doors yourself. You've got to desire more than a paycheck. You've got to enter into a workplace with a mindset that I came to make an impact. I came to find my meaning, my purpose, to follow my passion.
Because to not make a decision, it also has a cost. And sometimes the cost of not making a decision is far worse than the cost of making a decision, even if the decision is risky. And so one of the things you can derive from that, and this is very useful, I think, is that contemplate your mortality, so to speak. You're screwed no matter what you do. You know, and that actually frees you, is that you have path A that has catastrophes, and you have path B that has catastrophes, and you don't get to have the no catastrophe path, but you get to pick which one. And that's really something, because if you know that there's terrible risk associated with everything that you do and don't do, then you can afford to take some risks. Despite the fact that your life is essentially catastrophic, you can make a covenant with the highest ideal, and that will take you through it the best way possible.
We aren't happy because we're living in a time that is done. We aren't happy because we're trying to change something that can't be changed. We aren't happy because we're still hoping and wishing things can go back to how they used to be and how they were. It is impossible to move forward with your life. It's impossible to move on with your life if you are still trying to recreate something and go back to a time that is done. And a lot of us, and what we're doing, we're hoping and praying to bring things back in our life that aren't good for us.
Everybody on the face of this planet wants something. From California to Boston to New York to Atlanta to Florida, you can go to somebody and say, hey man, what do you want? Man, I want this. I want a house for my family. I want this much money in the bank. I want to crush it in my... Everybody wants something. It's like that quote that says, everybody wants to win, but everybody doesn't have the will to prepare to win. Everybody wants the victory, right? Everybody wants it, right? The question had changed. It was no longer about what do you want. Now it's about what are you willing to go through in order to get it.
Your dreams are too big, too important, too
valuable, too impactful in the lives of others for you to just settle. You gotta believe that there's some reason you were brought here. You are not a robot. You are not to follow the path that is pre-programmed by others. You're supposed to look at the script and rewrite the ending the way you want. There's more to what you've been called to do than acceptance. You've come to make disturbance into the atmosphere. The Earth should know that there's something different about your arrival.
I would say that not only do you want to stop being scared and do that thing that you don't know if you can do or not, but you know what you got to do is you got to start taking the steps now. Because when you're 18 years old, your life seems like it's going to last forever. And I will tell you right now, it's not going to last forever. And those years go by like a summer's day. And the next thing you know, you look up and you're 36 years old, or you're 44 years old, and that time's gone. You cannot get it back. You cannot get time back. So those dreams that you have, those goals that you have, don't put them off another second. Not one second. Get on them and go out and make them happen, starting right now.
Happiness is not an external thing, it's an inside job. Stop depending on things outside of you to make you happy. Stop depending on things outside of you to give you peace. Stop depending on things outside of you to give you joy. Stop depending on things outside of you to make you love yourself. Those things are an inside job. Happiness comes from within. You shouldn't be dependent on something or someone to give you something that you should be giving yourself.
Because you are different. You're so uniquely different that there is absolutely nothing like you to ever be born unless you decide to carbon copy yourself after someone else. You gotta get on that. You gotta desire, you gotta justify the reason why you were given all these gifts. And the only way to do it is if you gotta put yourself through the grinder. You gotta find out, as I go through the fires of life, will I come out as gold? Or is everything that I'm made of wood, stubble, and hay? Am I only standing because others have held me up? Or have I gotten a backbone that everything that I've gone through have made me strong and firm?
Because they've already said no to themselves. See, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams. Yes to your unfolding future. Yes to your potential. As opposed to saying no. See, 87% of our self-talk is negative. So you've got to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to say yes to your dreams. Why not? Why not me? Don't spend time like most people going through life complaining.
You have to realize you are one of a kind. Do something with it. Become something with it. Stand out in such a way that there is a legacy. And that legacy is a thing that lingers so that your children can look up to you and admire. You got to think about, if this is the last play, this is my senior year, this is it for me. Will you leave that legacy? Will anyone ever remember that you were number 36, 44, or whatever your number is? Will they know that your name? Will they know that your name matters? The name on the front is the team. The name on the back is you. What will you become? What legacy will you leave? What matters most to you in life? It ought to be about the legacy. It ought to be about making sure you became more with what you had than anyone thought possible. If you didn't get enough rest last night, you've allowed mental traffic to keep you up. The mental traffic is a problem because it doesn't allow you to have a clear path to how to win. You have to get to the point where you take the mental traffic and you separate it. You have control over your dreams. You have control over your thoughts. You must grab every thought and bring it into captivity. You must bring ownership of your thoughts back to you.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. Greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. The greatest version of you is the version that has parameters. No, I don't do that. I don't drink that. I don't go there with these people. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here.
Like, when you say something to the extent of, not you, but just a person, I'll get to it tomorrow. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? I'll get to it a month from now. I'm like, who promised you that? Right? Because life changes so quick. Right? And as people, we're often arrogant. I was one of them. We live our lives and we feel as if we're promised something. Right? But when you think about it, it's like when we try to control things. But when you really think about the macro of life and the grand scheme of life, we really don't have any control. We can control what we possess, emotions, attitude, thought process, perspective, how we speak, how we respond. But just life in general, we have no control of that.
I don't care what it takes, whether you got to catch a ride, you got to beg to get there. You got to keep up if you want to go where I'm going. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to organize my thoughts, get a plan for my life. I'm going to end this year with the goals. I'm going to plant some seeds that have got to germinate and grow and become something and get deeply rooted in the purpose of my life.
Judge the true character and caliber of a man not by where he stands in times of comfort and convenience. You judge the true character and caliber of a man by where he stands in times of challenge and controversy. And so the question remains, and I ask people all the time, man, who are you when it goes south, man? Not when you get what you want. We know when the sun's shining and you get what you want, you're going to smile.
Right.
Babies do that. I give them a bottle, they're going to smile. I give them what they want, they gonna smile. I give a puppy a snack, he gonna smile. But when you don't get what you want, when it doesn't go the way you want it to, even if it affects and impacts you on a physical level, who are you? Right? Because that's the person that your kids are gonna learn from. That's the person that your parents raised. That's the person that will go out and either positively or negatively affect and impact the world. Who are you?
And I don't want that for you. I don't want you to waste your life living a settled life. I don't want you to waste your life living a less life. I want you to live your life with your best self and with your best life. That's why the clocks say time to move on. Y'all, look at your watch. The clocks say time to move on, right?
Why is it that you deserve your goal? What are the five reasons that you won't give up? When life catch you on the blind side, when the messenger of misery visits you, what are you going to do? What will keep you in the game when life knocks you to the canvas? So you gotta have some reasons that when life knocks you down, and it's going to. Hello, it's going to knock you down. When people disappoint you, and that's going to happen. When they betray you, and that's going to happen. When they lie to you, and that's going to happen. When they say, oh, you can count on me, and they won't show up, and that's going to happen. When you want to throw in the towel and give up yourself, and that's going to happen. When life collapses on you and catch you on the blind side, they drop you to your knees and start choking you. You got a dream? No, I ain't got no dream. And that's going to happen. What reason can you remember that you can call on, that you can reach on, that can make you get back up? Find that reason.
Who I am is being redefined daily because new things come and I've got to keep evolving. I will not be a VHS in a world that's all digital. Your dreams, your talents, your gifts are not for yesterday.
People's lives aren't what they would like them to be. And so then you ask, why? But one of the main reasons that people don't get what they want is because they don't actually figure out what it is. And the probability that you're going to get what would be good for you, let's say, which would even be better than what you want, right? Because, you know, you might be wrong about what you want easily. But maybe you could get what would really be good for you. Well, why don't you? Well, because you don't try. Imagine that you were taking care of yourself like you were someone you actually cared for. And then you thought, okay, I'm caring for this person. I would like things to go as well for them as possible. What would their life have to be like in order for that to be the case? If you actually want something, you can have it.
Some of you might have even thought, if I'd only been born years later or back in my day, your day is not over. If you've still got breath, you still got purpose. But you got to believe it. And when you believe it, oh my goodness, it changes the game. It changes the atmosphere. It changes the rooms you live in. There is an aura that goes around you. There is something about you that is wonderful, unique, and curiously made. But you got to walk in it.
So when you run out of money, when things don't work out for you, when things happen that you could not anticipate, what are the reasons that you can think of that can keep you strong, that can keep you in the game, that will be your rod and staff to comfort you, that can be your bridge over troubled waters? Those reasons are very important. Nietzsche said, if you know the why for living, you can endure almost anyhow.
This too shall pass, right? Every storm has an expiration date.
You know, most people say they want something. They want to be great. They want an opportunity. They want leadership. But then when opportunities start to come, they will come. The reason why most people bail on it is because they don't believe they can live up to the standard. They don't want even to face the idea that perhaps this everything that I've said was just talk. Because when the opportunity comes, you got to seize it. You have to go after it. If the ball fumbles and hits the ground, you got to be the person that goes after it. It's not by strength, it's not by might, it's not by height. It's by desire to go after and achieve. You wanted it. Now prove it.
No matter what you face, no matter how bad it is going to be, when there is a challenge, and by a challenge I mean anything in life, any challenge, anything that you're facing, the only way to overcome the challenges that you face is to start walking. Take that step every day, no matter what you are facing. Get up and start walking.
What is it that you looked at some point in time and you decided that you couldn't do it? That you talked yourself out of it? Whatever it is, bring it back out there.
Because there's enough things coming after your confidence. There are enough vampires trying to suck it out of you through bad relationships, bad parenting, family members. And there are times you're going to have to separate yourself from everyone that wants to stop you from being great. No matter how close they were to you in the past, if you want the future that is really yours, you got to separate yourself from those who are trying to separate you from your dreams.
See, you don't get in life what you want, ladies and gentlemen. You get in life what you are, not what you want.
This is about subtraction and addition. Add yourself into a circle that is about absolutely motivating you to be more.
Well, what are you leaving out if you're leaving out responsibility? And the answer might be, well, maybe you're leaving out the meaning of life. That's what it looks like to me. It's like, here you are, suffering away. What makes it worthwhile? Responsibility. That's what gives life meaning. It's like, lift a load. Then you can tolerate yourself, right? Because look at, you're useless, easily hurt, easily killed. Why should you have any self-respect? Pick something up and carry it. Make it heavy enough so that you can think, yeah, well, useless as I am, at least I could move that from there to there.
See, the good news is that we can always become more by working to develop ourselves. So the first process of making this your decade, you've got to begin to take a look at your life and look at, where are you right now? What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What gives your life a sense of fulfillment, a sense of joy? What does a full, rich life mean to you? What is it that you could love doing 7 days a week that'll bring a smile to your face?
The rest of us can only see the outside, see the potential. But you can't teach a kid to ride a bike at a seminar. I can't teach you by speaking to you. I have to speak to your spirit, to your will, to get up and tell you to go get it. You got to have that such a desire that no matter what happens, you're getting it. If it means you've got to spend an extra year, you have to realize that being delayed is not being denied. That what you're experiencing by being delayed is just a greater gratitude when you get it.
You're a damn fighter. Fight for it. I don't care how many times you've been knocked down. I don't care how many times life hits you in your damn mouth. You still living. You still breathing. You still standing back up. Go get what's yours. Go get what's yours. Fight ain't over, man. Throwing no damn towel.
You see, when you're not pursuing your goal, you are literally committing spiritual suicide. When you have some goal out here that you're stretching for and reaching for that takes you out of your comfort zone, you'll find out some talents and abilities you have that you didn't know you had.
Because when you finally get your hand around success and around the things you've been waiting on, that deep breath, that sense of satisfaction, that goal achieved, that's what people admire, because you became more. Because you desired it, you wanted it, you desired it, you dreamed it, you wanted it, now you walk in it. And there is nothing more beautiful than the dream. Because the dreamer of dreams is someone who is living inspiration that God gave them. And inspiration means it's the thing that's in you that drives you.
It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them. And that's what discipline is. Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right for yourself and for other people. It's so often the easy path. The easy path that calls to us. To be weak for that moment, to break down for that moment, to give in to the desire and the short-term gratification. But the discipline will not allow that. The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will.
What stops people from becoming successful is you look at your end goal and you see how far you are from it, and then a year later you realize you're still not there. Success is not how far you've gotten. Success is how far you've gotten from where you started.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.